So, hanging out to chat to a man who can bring this man alive. I love it.
Cannot wait for this. Remember the days of Cat Stevens, and we are lucky enough to have with us right now the man behind that show, Darren Coggan.
Good day, Darren. Coggo,
they
call
you. Ali and Bilko, Coggo, they'll do. They've been called all sorts of things, but that's one of the nicer ones. So, how are you guys?
We are fantastic. How are you excited to come up and perform at the J?
Absolutely. And this will be my first time at the J there at Noosa, so I'm incredibly excited. I've heard great things. My good mate Damien Leith was there just recently.
And he
was telling me all about it. He said he had a fantastic time. So, look, absolutely, we can't wait.
All you need to know is, Darren, it's right near all the good restaurants, so have a good feed beforehand and then you're set to go, mate.
Sounds fantastic. No, look, it's going to be great. We're having such a great time with this tour. It's great to be back on stage again, obviously, and the wheels are starting to turn again for everyone, which is very exciting. And we had a great night. We were actually at the QPAC Concert Hall on Saturday night. It was at the first show of this tour, and we had 1,500 people come out and were going crazy for this. So it was such a great way to start our tour. And as I said, after a year or so of not being able to do this, I can tell you, everyone is just absolutely bursting at the seams. It's going to be a great night there. We're at the 27th of March. We're there, not too far away. It's going to be great.
Oh, I'm super excited about this one. It'll be my first time at the J too. Darren, what is it about the Cat Stevens story that has made you want to honour him with this show?
Look, I've been a fan of his music, you know, for as long as I can remember. Since I was a young boy, started learning guitar, you know, the first couple of songs I was learning were, you know, like Moonshadow and Wild World and Father and Son. Great songs. For me personally, I've had a remarkable experience with this. I was invited to London to meet Cat Stevens in 2007, and he had heard about this show we were doing. We were playing in Melbourne at the time. And, you know, the world's a small place. So he found out about it somehow. And all of a sudden, long story short, there was an invitation for me to go to London and meet with him.
So
I had 2 days there with him and literally heard firsthand some incredible stories about his journey of self-discovery and, you know, kind of the reasons why that at the height of his career in the mid-70s there that he put his guitar down and walked away from it.
See, no one understood that. I mean, this was a guy who wrote the most beautiful songs. He touched so many people, yet gave it away for his faith, which you have to admire. But, you know, when you're a fan, you sort of think, well, I want more stuff from you.
Mm. That's right. Yeah, I think all of his fans at the time thought they'd all lost a friend because they'd all been on this incredible sort of journey with him. But, you know, it's a remarkable experience for me, obviously very surreal. And I came back from that incredibly inspired and just really wanted to do justice to his story, to his incredible catalogue of songs, obviously, and to his fans, who, as you said, you know, just absolutely adore these beautiful songs. So, yeah, I invested very heavily in the show and really wanted to elevate it above. It's not really an impersonation. I don't come out and pretend to be Cat Stevens or anything like that. I come out as myself. But, you know, for whatever reason, there's a pretty uncanny similarity in our voices, and it's just I'm just lucky, I guess, like that. That's just how I sound. And, so that's where we really try to recreate as accurately as possible those incredible songs and recreate what it might have been like to sort of see and hear Cat Stevens at the height of his career. It's the greatest hit concert, basically. All
fantastic.
Of those great songs are there, and it's going to be a really terrific night.
Right. And do you share some of those insights that he gave you when you visited him?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, there's a few little sort of anecdotal stories that I tell. As I said, like, I literally heard them firsthand, and share, you know, share with the audience, you know, try to take the audience on that similar journey that he went on. And, you know, I think the reason that this show, I mean, I've been doing this show now for, well, over 10 years now we've been, and it's taken me all over the world. We did a tour through the UK in 2017 with it, and it's just been such a beautiful part of my life and my career. So, but I think the reason it's had such success is that, you know, all of those songs, even though some of them were written, you know, 50 years ago, which is remarkable to think, that they still, you know, their relevance today is perhaps even more, they're probably more relevant today with all of those beautiful messages of peace and tolerance and understanding that are such a big part of his work. you know, particularly after the last few years that we've all sort of endured, you know, I think those messages are very, very much needed in our world. And this show is almost, it's almost a bit of a healing experience for myself. You know, as I said last weekend, to be back on stage, and it was just, you know, I think this last year has been a good time to stop and just be thankful for the things that, you know, never to take any of those moments or any of those things for granted.
That's right. It's exactly. So important, Darren.
We're all hanging for these live performances.
March 27 of the J is when this show is on.